Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning News with Nancy and Jason. News. Opinions. Fun.
And coffee.
Exactly what we need.
Nancy and Jason, the Morning News.
And we got Mary Talley with us. We have not talked to Mary Talley. She's with the Electric City Roasting Company. We have not talked in a while.
Good morning. I know. And I haven't been in the studio in a long time.
I know, right? So it's nice to have people back.
That's awesome.
Getting back to some kind of normal.
Security tackled you. We just are very, we don't know who people are anymore. So it's been a while since I've had any guests.
It's Mary. Right. Everyone calm down.
It's nice to just hand them a cup of coffee and you get through the door, right?
Oh, okay.
Peeling off a 50.
We roll out the red carpet for you. So
that's great.
It's always good. Like everything else. I know it's been tough with supply issues and all. So tell us, as a business owner with Electric City Roasting, and then you've got your coffee shop as well. I mean, how has it been?
Well, you know, there's not a lot of coffee in Brazil. It's so interesting. It's kind of counterintuitive to the song, but for as much as there's a lot of coffee, it's not as much as it used to be. So that's clearly part of the problem. I think, like everything else, commodity, there's been a huge fluctuation in the commodities market, coffee being one of them.
Right.
And so we've been trying as best we can to kind of hover around that storm a little bit and work through that. It's been quite challenging because not only is it a commodity which is affected by COVID and supply and demand, but also it's a commodity that needs to be imported into the United States. So on top of that, you have to add a significant amount of logistics.
So. Yes. So it's been, you think it might be easing up a bit?
Well, I think that part of it is, I think the supply and demand is kind of leveling off again so people can anticipate what's happening. But in the coffee market, specifically, I think that there's also a harvest that people are looking at. So we're anticipating a little bit more of a bumpy road, I think, through the end of this year. But probably in 2023, it should level out. I think you're hearing that with a lot of commodities, and I think coffee is one of them as well.
That's good to know. All right, tell us what's the delicious.
Okay, so harvest, right? So seasonal release. You know, you have to have that first crisp, like gorgeous day, and like we had a couple of those last week, right? Well,
yes.
We've had a couple. We had a great summer. I mean, a little dry, but I mean, kind of a fun summer. But yeah, so harvested. You know, we're just loading that up on the shelves right now. We just released it online, and this is our tribute to this fabulous time of year of why we all live in northeastern Pennsylvania. Is this the next 6 weeks or the next 2 months, right? And so our harvest blend, we try to encapsulate the best part of northeastern Pennsylvania in the autumn harvest time of year, and put it in a cup. So this year we tried to do that with
Jason. He's
I took a swallow and it was like, I was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to swallow that so loud, but it's delicious. But continue. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was trying to get your attention to say, you know, it's hot, and a lot of people, when I start talking about how something tastes, they get so involved. They're like, and like, if you taste it right now really fast, the only thing you're going to taste is hot.
It's actually cool. It's cooled down, so I actually taste it. It's got like three flavors. Like, I taste it, and then I taste it, and then I'm like, oh, it's an aftertaste, too. Like a good aftertaste.
Yeah, right. Nice. So you have what we call a front, a middle, and a back.
That's a professional's take on
it. Well, I don't know about that. That's pretty simple, but
it is good,
isn't it? Right?
Yeah
it has
good.
A beautiful lingering notes to the end of it, a little bit of cocoa to it. And so we get some of those things from some of the blends that we use. And this particular coffee has an amazing Colombian that we use from one of the farms right outside of the Huila region, and then the Peruvian coffee that we blend with it, and then we add a little bit of Ethiopian. And so we do that to give it a little bit of acidity at the end and some of that lingering taste that you're enjoying
the end
right now.
It's called the end. I got that.
The end.
Yeah. So this is like, and you do this, and just as we talk about every season, you always, it's like a little experiment, and you find what you think works best.
Yeah. So we started working on this probably in June, and you know, you're trying to huddle around a campfire and say, what would it taste like in autumn? And right. We think we got it right. So
I see a big, it looks like it's on sale too when I'm going on to your electriccity.com.
Yeah. So we always try to release that, you know, to help out the peeps who want to try it. And we feel that that's part of our opportunity to, you know, just honor all of us in this area and give everybody an opportunity to just try right. some delicious coffee. But at the end of the day, right, it's all about having us partner with this, you know, amazing area that we live in. And we're always so proud to be part of Northeastern Pennsylvania with that respect.
Mary, I remember when we first started talking to you and when you got into a grocery store or two grocery stores, it was like, well, yeah, now you can get us at. I mean, you're all over the place now.
We're trying to be, you know, that's thank you for saying that. But we're trying to work with all of our partners in the area because, you know, oftentimes I'm always asked, now, where can I get your coffee? Where can I buy a cup of coffee? And so, you know, we try to expand our offerings to all of our partners out there who are trying to open a cafe or they're mm-hmm. looking to do something like that and they want a unique experience or they just want to say, no, I just want Electric City.
Right.
Someone had texted in here, excuse me, and I think I have the answer here. It says, I was shopping for whole bean coffee, saw Electric City coffees. I did not see a description of the flavor on the packaging. Am I missing something? Now, before you answer, right on this packaging you gave me here. It says cocoa, smooth all day. And it's our signature blend, Blue Mousse. It's all, this sounds like a coffee description.
It is.
Is there, I'm not trying to make fun of the person who texted, but is there, are there further details for someone who's like, I need more on your website?
Or? Well, so a few things. First of all, you can always, most of 100% of the coffee descriptions on the label. But if you need more than just the three or four kind of keywords that we put on the label and a little mm-hmm. bit of a kind of elevator pitch that's at the bottom of the label,
right.
You're more than welcome to click on the QR code on the bag real quick. If you want to do that, there's a QR code on the
on
all the packaging. But if you don't want to do that, you can always just go to electriccityroasting.com. Or you can email me, Mary at Electric City, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have on any coffee we have.
And you also have Electric City Roasting Company at the park in Peckville, right?
Yeah, right. So we're at the Blakely Recreational Complex, and that's kind of fun. You know, that's a walk-up cafe. Mm-hmm. It's great this time of year. The only sad part about that is as the weather changes, you know, we pull back our hours a little bit.
Right.
We hate to do that, but, you know, it's just... When it's pouring rain, there's not a lot of people at work.
Yeah, there's not
I've
much you can do that, yeah.
Found my kids really like to do the skipping of rocks. I like it because it's free. They like it because it's fun. And when it gets chilly, we can go over and get coffee. I like that, too.
Yeah, it's so great, right?
It's
yeah.
nice, mm-hmm. yeah. So,
folks, really, you can go to electriccityroasting.com to get any of the answers. Someone just texted in about getting more information. And like you said, it's right there. Just do the QR code.
Yeah, yep. It's all in the packaging and on the bag. And that should take you right to the website. And always, you can always... info at Electric City, Mary at Electric City, wow. And we'd be more than happy to...
And they have so many different types, by the way, folks. And again, you can order online, or you can go to any of a million different places, and right. It's all there. It tells you where to go there, too, where it's available.
100%, yep. And, you know, the problem is if you get me on the phone, or you get me on the radio, or you get me online, I'm not going to stop talking about it until you're like, okay, Mary, you're done. All right, Mary, you're done.
Yeah. Mary will be with us till 11 a.m., which is weird. We're only on now. It's already extended. We're here till 10, but you'll be staying through the Bob Cordaro show, which is...
So we have the Harvest Blend.
This is Harvest Blend,
really
right?
Good.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, get it today. Absolutely delicious. And you know what? It is a perk of the job. Whenever we have somebody who's interested, we say, by the way, we have Electric City Roasting Company coffee. And they're like, oh, okay, sign me up. So that's what it
That's great. Yeah. And we'll have some fun announcements coming into the fall. So I can't wait to talk about
we
that
We shall
stuff
be
too.
Talking soon. Don't be a stranger.
I know, guys.
The Morning News with Nancy and Jason on WILK News Radio.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.